Brian, worst fears confirmed. Despite that second half performance, Histon are relegated. Must be a difficult pill to swallow.
Yeah, on today's game, you know, we've had enough chances to win that game. You know, they've only pinched one right at the end because we've chucked everybody forward and trying to get the vital point we needed. But missed chances have cost us. We should be 1-0 up before they go 1-0 up with a great header from Stamp, to be fair. You know, that's the difference. Michael Bilt's got a header from 6 yards, misses, and Stamp scores from, you know, 13 yards. And that's been the difference all season. We've been poor in the opposition box and been punished. And then we have another great chance through Michael Bilt again to make it 1-1 before they go 2-0 up. And then even as we're pushing and we've got the goal back, we've had a number of good chances to take the point, and we just haven't done so. Today I'm proud of lads because they didn't just roll over when they could have done. They put up a very fit, you know, spirit display and showed real fight and character for the football club. And you know, I said to them at the end that I'm proud of them. It's certainly not their fault we're down. I see players tweeting now, you know, that have left us and other clubs and are happy and tweeting about how good performances are. It's a shame that they couldn't get us the points we needed when they were at this football club. But you know, we just didn't do enough this season to stay up. It's not over the period that's been tough. It's over the, you know, the full season. I think that the period that's been tough, we've actually picked up some points and done well and competed. It was prior to that point that we just didn't do enough.
No victory since January the 4th really has hurt you, hasn't it?
Yeah. Like I just said, it's, you know, it's not this the group of lads I've got here at the moment's fault. They've put everything they have into try and get the results for us, and have actually done really well for us. I think, you know, average age under 19 now. I think they've acquitted themselves superbly. It was prior to that point, you know, and people saying, "Oh, unlucky," and you know, it's not unlucky. Don't cut the budget to zero. You know, you make promises at the start of the season. Stick to your promises. You know, we've done our bit, gathered enough points, 5 points out of the relegation zone, 3 places out of it, and then they take us down to zero and we get relegated. If you're going to make promises, keep them.
I remember our conversation after the Harrogate match way back in September. The team were lying fifth. You just had a great away victory against a fancy team this season. It's amazing how things have changed.
Against the top teams, we've acquitted ourselves really, really well. Telford narrowly beat us twice, narrowly, and arguably shouldn't have, and the same with Hensford. But everyone else, we've took points off that are in the playoffs or in and around the playoffs. We slipped up against the teams that we feel that we should have taken the points from. And again, and it goes back to the finishing. You know, we should have been out of sight, Oxford at home, out of sight, Vauxhall Motors at home, Stockport away. How we've not won that game, I don't know. Well, I do know because it's our finishing. But that, you know, it's been the story of the season. And today, again, we should have taken the points, if not all three, definitely a point, and took it to the last game. But we haven't been able to. And I'm part of the group that hasn't been good enough this season, and I'll hold my hands up. But I've just said it. If you're going to make promises to people at the start of the season, stick to your promises. I've certainly stuck to mine. It'd just be nice if other people can do, instead of patting you on the back and telling you well done.